With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details. Because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose, by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Level three, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pits, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. We'll welcome back SiriusXM in a couple of moments. We've got the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio going to join us in level three from Southern California. Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, steps up and in to raise a red at Cam Stewart. We'll throw it down with us as well. We've got a lot of picks to get to. And we've got a college football game going on right now. This is for the hardcores that... I mean, even like, you know, look, Cam Stewart's a hardcore degenerate, and he didn't even bet this game. We bet this game, and I know many of you tuning in bet this game. I was just thinking right now as I just opened up a stream to this game, and I'm thinking, what kind of people are watching this? you know, it's midnight, East Coast time. What is it, Wednesday night, and, you know, here we are as adults and grown men watching a New Mexico State UTEP football game online right now with some concern in a final moment. What a life. Let's hope that we're able to get one more score in this football game. One more score, baby. The new total right now is 41.5, minus 170 to the over. New Mexico State are minus 20.5 right now, but it's minus 220. Well, welcome back, Sirius, in a couple of seconds. I want to get to the baseball. And pretty crazy stuff, actually. It doesn't happen often that the road team has won as many games in a row as they have in the championship series. And shout out to everybody joining us on SiriusXM Channel 159. I am Gabe Morenci. This is Sports Rage. So the Houston Astros victorious this evening in Texas. Texas 7-0 in the playoffs before tonight, but six of their wins were on the road. They only played one home game so far. This is only the third American League Championship Series in history. And, man, we've been playing baseball a long time. Only the third American League Championship Series in history where the road team has won each of the first three games. It happened in 1993, and it happened in 2001. So, you know, we've talked a lot about home field doesn't mean anything, really, in baseball, unless you're the Philadelphia Phillies. And the Houston Astros are showing this. We've got a series right now. We've got a series once again. There's a bunch of late night soccer going on for the real hardcore degenerates. We got a full slate. We got some Costa Rica. Really, is soccer in Costa Rica right now? It's late there too. I'm surprised. Yeah, so we got soccer there. We got soccer in India. Speaking of which, what about the World Cup of cricket? we got a lot of stuff to uncover here in level three on the program. But let's see if we can get another score in this football game. There's only like 8 minutes left. Basically, New Mexico State, no hurry to score. They don't, you know, they're winning. They're winning by 21 points. They've got no problems right now. So we're going to need UTEP. And quite frankly, UTEP are terrible. Their offense is bad. All right, they just made a play here. They're picking up a first down. You know what the problem with this is? UTEP aren't going to kick a field goal. They're down by 21 points. So in other words, we need UTEP to score a touchdown. So like, yeah, we're a half point. It's like so far, yet so close, yet so far. We're like a half, you know, we've got over 35 and a half and they're at 35, but we have a freaking team that's not going to kick a field goal. So we'd actually need a touchdown for them. So the percentage is not so good suddenly. All right, they're throwing a bomb here. Nearly intercepted. Yeah, I don't know. We've got problems here. We're going to have to hope. I see there's a flag on the play. We're going to have to hope for some sort of good luck on the way out here, which doesn't seem to happen a lot, it seems, with these midweek games. We've got more college football on Thursday night. So, of course, we've got the NFL game, Jacksonville and the Saints. The Saints are currently 1-point favorites in this game, but it's always nice to have options, isn't it? James Madison getting some television love tomorrow night. James Madison, this has been an interesting team this year. They're actually 3.5-point road favorites against We Are Marshall. Marshall getting 3.5 on their home field. And we've got a Rice team that's not terrible playing against Tulsa. Tulsa are 3-point home favorites in this game, 58.5. Although I will say Thursday, baseball steps up and takes center stage once again. Now, we got baseball going on all the time, but it's nice when you got the doubleheader going, and we got a doubleheader tomorrow, afternoon action and evening action. Suarez will be going for the Philadelphia Phillies in what's like basically a must-win situation for the Arizona Diamondbacks right now. Fat goes for the D-backs, plus 115. I tell you what, man. The Philadelphia Phillies get like superpowers. They're like the Incredible Hulk or something like that when they play in Philadelphia. Taking them out of that element, I think it does give Arizona a chance. Arizona have to score a couple of early runs in this game and get some confidence, get the crowd into it and get some confidence, and they can get back in this series. All right, we're going to welcome our AM radio affiliates from Southern California. Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. It's the Wicked Wednesday. We're throwing it down to the Sports Grid radio and television network. Shout out to all of our television affiliates, including people watching us on Amazon Freevee. You can check it out. Get us on Fubo, Roku, Sling, and everything else in between, including DirecTV. So we welcome the mightier 1090 ESPN radio crowd. We've got a lot of stuff to unpack on the program tonight. We've got some live football for the hardcore D-gens, 28-7 New Mexico State, with about 7 minutes left in this game. New Mexico State, we're only laying 3 points, so they're in a comfortable situation, and the game looks like it's going to go under the number as well. The Major League Baseball game did not, as the Houston Astros are back in this thing right now, and it's only the third time in American League Championship Series history in which the road team has won each of the first three games. It's pretty clear that home field doesn't mean anything in this series. Will it mean anything for the Arizona Diamondbacks? We all listen, Philadelphia are the better baseball team. Philadelphia are scary, but Philadelphia have superpowers when they play in Philadelphia in that stadium. Maybe taking them out. Now, I think there's Philly fan, man. These, you know, they're everywhere. It's like Eagle fan is taking over every stadium. You know, Philly fan's going to be in attendance in the desert as well. But it's not so much that I think the D-backs have some sort of home field advantage. It's just that you're not going to have 52,000 nut job Philadelphians going crazy. So I think Arizona does have a puncher's chance. Put it this way, if they're going to win a game, it's going to be the one tomorrow. And the Texas Rangers, you know, you can be on a run and then suddenly things can fall apart in a hurry. It's hard to get to four. These 2-3-2 formats are very tricky as well. And the Houston Astros have been dominant in Texas's stadium. All right. You know, they're division rivals, and historically, Houston have always beaten them in Texas at Globe Life and in the stadium before. So we'll see if Texas can get back on track. We'll get you caught up to date with the updated numbers. Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, is going to step up and in the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart, this is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. A lot of stuff going on here in the late night hours. We've got live golf from Japan. We've got college football action going on. New Mexico State is up 28-7. We're on in-game over 35.5. We've got New Mexico State. So we're looking good as far as the side is concerned, but we took the in-game total. And even though we're like a half point away so far, you know, we've got problems. As UTEP went all the way down the field, but they're not going to kick a field goal. They're down by 21 points, and New Mexico State don't care about scoring right now. So it's kind of a catch-22 going on. We're going to hope for a late miracle in this game, and hopefully we can go 2-0 instead of 1-1. Speaking of two in a row, the Las Vegas Aces cash the ticket tonight on the money line. They win back-to-back championships in the WNBA. And we got an 8-5 final in the baseball game. And we got a series going on. We also got Ian Cameron and the Ranger Redhead Cam Stewart ready to step back up and in. Babano, how you doing tonight? Good to see you. How you doing, Babano?
Doing good, Gabe. It's quiet Wednesday night. Where's our late night hockey? Where is it? I'm disappointed.
There's more to work than life than hockey, Babano. Late night tonight in the NHL, though.
You don't like
late
Japanese night. Golf? Come on, Babano.
We got a college football game going on as we speak. We got a golf tournament going on as we speak. We got two baseball games in 12 hours. Another new game starts. I'd say there's a lot going on, Babano. But how you doing, Cam? Any more incidences in your studio? Are you okay?
Oh, with mice? I was checking the basement for more. I haven't found any. He was a real small guy, too. And that you got me thinking, when there's small guys, that means big guys created small guys. So I got to get some bigger Tupperware, and I'm going to have to go on a hunt tomorrow. I don't want to kill these guys. I'm a humane person. Like, I put them in the Tupperware and set them free, but a neighborhood cat or somebody else is going to eat them probably later on tonight. But, Gabe, in the golf, you can't make this stuff up. I was just telling Foster and the crew, right now, both at 5-under, Horikawa and Morikawa still. Like, they're both at 5-under. Like, the Horikawa-Morikawa team looking very, very good right now in Japan.
Well, anybody that bet with a bookie over the phone better have been very clear about that, Cam. Horikawa or Morikawa? Like I said, Morikawa, what? Like, that's where you record the call after.
That's right. Play it back.
That only happened to me once. I swear to God. I remember it was like, it was a long time ago, man. It was probably like 30 years ago or something. And I got into it with a bookie about the Apple Cup, actually, of all games.
Yeah.
Oh, he goes, you said Washington State. I said, I didn't say why. I said, I never take Washington State. I didn't say Washington. I said, Washington. Washington. He goes, I wrote down Washington State. I said, well, it was a mistake. Big problem. No, but Babano, in the old days, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to argue with some guy named Frankie and Luigi and stuff? They said it was Washington State. It was what it was. Like, so... Wasn't like calling a book and yelling at them. It was a little bit different those days.
It's my money on the line. That's what I'd tell them. I don't care if I get my ass kicked. You can't screw that up. You got to get it right.
You wouldn't care if you get your ass kicked.
I could write a book. I could write a book. I could write a book on like bookie things, like old things that like that would freak people out nowadays. I'm old enough to remember when overtime didn't count with the total in the NBA. Imagine that. Imagine people flipping out now. Like, saying, yeah, those points don't count, bro. Right? I got into it serious with someone once about this. Like, same thing about 25, 30 years ago. I learned the hard way about a lot of things. But nowadays, people are spoiled, Babano.
They place a bad bet, and the sports books refund them and give them a credit and bonus.
Well,
hey, you bet Mitch Trubisky to win MVP. We're going to give you your money back and an extra $100 to bet with, kid.
Hey, Frenchie, I was just thinking about something. That bet you made with Richardson.
People lose, now, Cam. They even lose bets. I want my money back because the guy got
hurt.
That's the
thing.
It's like, yeah, they actually expect this now. Like,
I know. No, I saw a guy in line. He had the same member because you said you took Richardson with the rushing, and now he's going to have season-ending surgery. It's like,
maybe
it's time to get on the floor.
Oh, brutal.
Hey, I want my money back. See what happens.
Yeah, you know what's crazy about that bet, guys? Yeah, I said people tuning in. I put $500 on it. $500 on Anthony Richardson over 678 yards, which he would have got if he didn't get hurt. But it tortures me and haunts me now, guys, because it's in my active bets. So I see it every day. You know what I mean?
It's like
I don't want to see this. Yes, Babano, it's lost, bro. I know it's going to lose. I want to delete it. I don't need to see it until the end of the season. He's hurt. Yeah. He's not going to win. I got to look at this damn thing until like the end of the NFL season now.
Frustrating.
Yeah. Brutal.
You know what the best would be, Moretzi, if they screwed up the cash out button and put it like one level up from like one of your other bets and like, bam, you just find it one day. Yeah, I'll hit it. But, you know, that's not going to happen. That'd be cool.
I sort of, now you got me thinking like the new school whiner.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty classy of them to cut me a break on this. Say, listen, that was a bad break. Here's $200. Here's a $200 bonus for your $500 or whatever.
Everybody else does it. Why don't you give it a shot? The wine, play the wine and cheese card. Maybe get half your bet back.
Yeah, but if he didn't get hurt and he was already at 700 yards, I would have been giving them the money back.
Yeah.
That's the way. So, right, people, like, you know. And long story short, it's a cold world. Okay, Babano, a lot of stuff I want to get to here. Let's start off with some college football, actually. We'll get to the NFL in a couple of minutes. Let's look at Thursday night's games, and I'll keep people caught up to date with the final moments of this train wreck going on. But James Madison and Marshall. James Madison, 3.5-point road favorites. The total is 49.5, Babano. What do you think?
It's JMU or I don't bet a side in this game. It's that simple. I like this Dukes team. I like them quite a bit. McLeod, this quarterback of theirs, Jordan McLeod, who played at South Florida earlier in his career, has played extremely well for them. Dual threat. His passing, I think, has gotten a lot better. They're a very explosive offense. They can run. They can throw. Their O-line's good. Their defense is pretty solid. And their head coach is not going to be here much longer. Kurt Cignetti's definitely going to get an opportunity, I think, at a Power 5 school sooner rather than later. They're playing really good football. They've covered 4 straight. I think the price is short here on James Madison. I know it's a robo team on a short week, but Marshall, we remember those great Doc Holliday teams. You guys remember them. Great defense, run the football. Marshall would always be great in those two areas. Well, they can't run the football as well this year, and their defense stinks. So it's not the old Marshall anymore. Their defense is terrible. They gave up 41 to Georgia State, 48 the week before to NC State, 35 to Old Dominion. They're going to struggle with this James Madison offense. I like James Madison. They're betting this thing under. I wouldn't want the under here. They are saying chance of showers, but it looks like the wind's not going to be that bad. I'm very surprised this game has taken this much under money. I don't agree with it.
Yeah, when you look at how explosive this Duke's offense is, you know, the one thing that catches my eye about this game, though, and you bet a lot of college basketball, Babano, and we were talking about this with Big Man. I talked about this angle. Me and Steve Merrill bring this up every Friday, is the unranked team or the lower-ranked team being favored. So here, you know what I mean, Babano? We've got, like, you know, you get, like, a 6-0 team. You get these spots like this. You got the home underdog with Marshall. It's kind of trappish here in a little way, but James Madison, how far can they go? I mean, are they really going to run the table, Babano? You think they're going to win this game and just run the table all the way through here? What are you going to do with this game, Cam? I agree. I think the safest play is actually the over of the game because I do think it'll be close. James Madison have played close games.
Babano, you guys bring up good points. Like, I'm watching Marshall. Their defense is very leaky, and they give it up in big chunks. I'm actually surprised that this total's not, like, what would you guys put it, like 52.5 or whatever? Like, the fact that it's in the 49.5 region seems a little bit odd. James Madison's been very good to me. It's tough on the road laying 3.5, but you're right. I think the over is the play in this game. You guys play a lot more totals than I do, but that total does seem light because I think James Madison will be able to put up some points on Marshall and vice versa.
It's going to be a decent game, actually.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know, man. You know what I mean? The undefeated teams, it's very trappish. You know what I mean? From a trend perspective, you're going against a lot of big-time trends here by laying points on the road in this spot. And we should know Marshall 8-2-2 against the spread as a home dog against undefeated teams. So there's a lot of stuff to get to. We'll get into the NFL. We'll get into the Tulsa and the Rice game. We'll talk NHL hockey. We'll talk some NFL football, CFL. We're going to get to everything here. The Wicked Wednesday. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. I'm watching a football game, obviously, and hoping for a miracle. It's not going to happen, but I see Raiders wide receiver Devontae Adams, quote, seeking more targets. You know, yeah. Raiders have won. You guys are actually winning games. Like, just shut up right now. It's always something. Yeah, we're winning, but I'm not happy. So we're hoping for the back door. This isn't going to happen. We're gonna break our foot. You see that, Babano? Shane Beamer broke his foot. He pulled a me, actually. I've done this before. And I figured that a head coach would be a little bit more responsible. But for people unaware, me and Brett Beard talked about it. Shane Beamer, the head coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks, got so upset about the game last week after that he broke his foot in the locker room after.
What did he
started kick? Kicking things.
Wow. Oh, everything.
The wall. The wall.
Not a dumpster, but a wall. Okay, fair enough.
He basically said, "Like I lost it. Like yeah, he broke. He might not be able to coach this week. Like he might be up in the box. Like he's literally listed as probable to coach." Yeah. They're like, "Yeah,
they did have that good. Game one against Florida. That was a tough one. That was
He was very upset about it after. He was one of those. We let him off the hook. It got away. Like he was not happy after the game. Okay, so." So we got the Jay Madison game here against Marshall. They're laying 3.5 on the road, total 49.5 a battle. What do you think about Rice and Tulsa?
Oh God.
I think this total was initially too low. Now this one's going in the direction I thought it should. Unlike the last game. I think the last game should be bet up, not down. This one is being bet up because it opened 56. It's 58.5, 59 now. Look, Rice has faced a lot of good defenses, and they've played a pretty tough schedule. And JT Daniels, I don't like him, but he's taken a big step down in class now against this Tulsa team. We've seen Tulsa really get ripped on the defensive side of the football at times. So I think Rice can move the ball. I think Tulsa will. Tulsa's got Braxton, Braylon Braxton back at quarterback. Remember, Cardell Williams was their quarterback for a bit. Braxton was injured, but Braxton is back now. That should help. I think they'll be able to move the football. Rice has had some shoddy defensive efforts at times this year as well. Weather won't be an issue for this game. Looks like it'll be fine, clear, light wind in Tulsa. So should see points in this game, and I like Tulsa a little bit as long as it doesn't go higher than -3.
Rice are competitive this year. This is a big-time football game. Well, I say big-time football game, but I mean big-time football game. I sound like Joe Lisi. It's a huge game.
Right.
It's not, you know, in the real world, no one cares. I'm going to be honest. No one cares.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is they're both 3-3. It's a big game for both these programs. You know, six games gets you to a bowl, all right? Six wins, you know, and you're a hell of a lot closer if you're 4-3 than you are if you're 3-4. If you look at the Owls, man, they've got Tulane. They've got SMU. They got UTSA coming up. So their schedule doesn't get any easier. I like the home team here. I think the Hurricane are going to get it done. I like Tulsa -3. Total 58.5. SMU and Temple. Cameron, you playing either of these two games tomorrow?
Yeah, Rice was good to me at the start of the year, but you know they covered against Texas a couple. Like they're one of those teams, but they could be in trouble this week against Tulsa. They're kind of coming down to earth. I'm with you guys. Lean to the Golden Hurricane. As for Temple, remember that time me and Babano were on them, kind of like you and the Chargers, Gabe. The Temple Owls are dead to me. I'd rather take the Rice Owls over the Temple Owls, but I think I'm going to leave both Owls alone. Thank you.
Temple Owls have fallen apart, Babano, after their strong start this season. What do you think about that game?
There's no way I'm touching Temple if E.J. Warner is still in concussion protocol and doesn't play. There's no way. Not after what I saw from Quincy Patterson. And that game got me last week. So I actually took Temple against North Texas. All of a sudden, here's Quincy Patterson in at quarterback. Last minute, E.J. Warner's not playing. And Quincy Patterson was horrendous. 12 for 30, 105 passing yard interceptions against North Texas's defense. Holy mackerel.
It's one of the worst Temple defenses fan, in college football.
Yeah.
Habano bets Temple a lot.
Yeah. That's what we saw with Patterson at quarterback against that one of the worst defenses in college football, North Texas has been. They couldn't move the football. 14 points. No Temple. Not this week. It's SMU or nothing. In fact, I might lay the points if Warner doesn't play. This could really get ugly. I think the Temple team total under, especially if Warner's out, is a good bet. Because SMU does have a better defense this year.
20 and a half. Listen, I say this as someone that's been betting on sports a long time, but and I'm just speaking the truth here, looking forward. It's like, this is just a train wreck of a game. We all have problems. So we're even talking about this game.
Hey, Air Force and Navy. There, at least. Not just
yeah, no,
no,
exactly. No, exactly. Air Force and Navy. Man, this has been one of the best bets in sports. In which anytime any combination of the military academies play against each other, it's an automatic under. And it has been for like the last 8-10 years or so. It's been, you know, I don't know, it's like 52-7 type of thing, you know, or 39 and whatever. You know, you want to break it down. We'll go over the trends later in the week. But it's amazing how low this number is right now. It's all the way down to 34.5. It just keeps falling. 34.5 for a college football game. That's almost unheard of.
Yeah, it's absolutely unheard of, but you're going to talk about two teams that are going to run the football constantly. A lot of the play clock is going to come off. It's a question of, are you going to get efficiency from these teams? And I'll say this. Look, I don't ever like betting Army versus Navy, Navy versus Air Force versus Army games over. It's historically been strong to the under, you know, when it's service academy schools facing off. But I am tempted a little. I mean, because Air Force does have an offense that can get those quick strike explosion 20-yard, 30-yard runs this season. They've proven that this year and under the Troy Calhoun regime, especially the last few years. I've seen improvement in Navy's offense even, you know, the last few weeks. Remember Notre Dame? People are still, you know, basically getting plagued by that memory of doing absolutely nothing in that game against Notre Dame. But Navy's offense has come around a little bit since then. Don't know if I'll bet the game, but man, 34.5 is kind of tempting to look the other way.
Air Force had a nice little comeback last week when they were live betting. They were down, and I remember the line got really low, and they came back and took care of business. Like, that's the difference. They can score. That total is so low, Marenzi. I don't know what you do with that bad boy, 34.5. That's danger everywhere.
Well, Air Force are a good football team.
They are.
This year. They got all they can handle last week as favorites, but it doesn't mean they're still not a good team.
And here's the problem, though. And here's the problem with the over in this game, even though I think both offenses have improved in the last few weeks, 13-10 and 23-3 the last 2 years. And Air Force has had a pretty good offense the last 2 years as well, and it still stayed under in this matchup.
You know what it is, too? They've adjusted because of the new rules, the first downs. Yep. So the clock is going to tick more now, even more between these two teams, and the clock already ticked all the time. So that's why we're seeing this under on steroids, so to speak. So I talked about Penn State and Ohio State earlier with Brent Beard a little bit. I brought this up. I don't know how you guys feel, Cam. I know you said you like Penn State plus the points in this game. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that's what you said earlier, right?
That's true. Yeah. I actually do like Penn State as of now. I'm not sure. I should probably – I don't know. Where do you guys think the line's going to go? Do you think it's going to go to 4 or just stay at 4.5? Like, probably a decent number right there. Kind of lean under. Maybe we see some defense in this game. Yeah,
it's gotten up a half a point. I saw some fours earlier.
4.5. That's a big hook. Like, you know what I mean? That's why you got to shop around. I like that 4.5. You're right. A lot of the books still have 4. I see 4.5. I'm looking at it right now. So yeah, I'll take the 4.5 with Penn State. I've been James Franklin, that clubber, covering machines right now. I know it's going to be tough, man. You get Ohio State at home, and it's really, really hard to get in front of these guys, but I think this game is going to be a dogfight. I'll take the dog, and I think it's going to be a really tight game. So Penn State plus 4.5, please.
Babano, I'm far from being an Ohio State fan, as everybody tuning in knows right now. But One thing with Penn State, they're not playing UMass this week. They are a covering machine. They murder everybody. They're James Franklin, 1-8 against Ohio State. I have a really hard time overlooking that. 1-8 against Ohio State. He's beaten them once in 9 tries. Going on the road into the horseshoe here right now, is 4.5 points enough for Yuba Bando to take Penn State?
No. No, it's not. When you look at last year even, and Penn State had a really good team last year, then they thought were Big Ten contending capable. Well, guess what? Against Day and Harbaugh, Ohio State and Michigan, you got beaten on the scoreboard by a combined score of 85-48. You were just beaten down in those two games against Ohio State and Michigan last year. He doesn't win these games. I haven't seen it.
For the record, I brought it up earlier moments ago, but he's 4-13. James Franklin is 4-13 against Ohio State and Michigan combined.
Yeah. And I know his ATS, and I know his ATS record as an underdog isn't very good, which tells you that he doesn't win against the better competition. He's fine with kicking touchdown or kicking field goals and scoring touchdowns with a second left to cover against West Virginia.
Or taking
and West
a fake
Michigan
knee against
UMass.
Illinois.
Yeah.
Take a fake knee.
He's a
touchdown here at Northwestern. Sir.
Don't you think this Penn State team is better?
Guys? He did, but
are they better than the previous Penn State team?
No,
are they better?
They're kind of the same because if you look at him, dude, we're talking about a program that had Saquon Barkley played against Ohio State. Miles Sanders played against Ohio State. Micah Parsons. Penn State have delivered big-time results, big-time NFL players. It's sort of like Harbaugh couldn't beat Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Penn State can't beat, like, Ohio State or Michigan. They sort of have this, we're beating everybody, but we're hitting a wall all the time. Yeah. In my deal, Cam, if this game was in Penn State, I'd buy in. I'd say Penn State beat them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think this Ohio State team is as good as past Ohio State teams, but I don't trust Penn State on the road here, Babano. I don't. And I don't trust James Franklin in big games.
I don't. And you're right. He's not had tough times against Ohio State and Michigan. Aller's good, but they're lacking a deep ball threat, a lot of short to intermediate. The run game is good, but Ohio State's run defense has been good. And look at this candy-ass schedule they played. West Virginia, Delaware, a down Illinois team, Iowa, Northwestern, UMass. That's a brutal schedule.
One team has Marvin Harrison. One team doesn't.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm glad this game is at noon. I am Gabe Morenci, Penn State and Ohio State, 9 o'clock for those of us on the West Coast. Looking forward to this one, Penn State and Ohio State. And for all of you Penn State fans out there, you know, maybe we'll get Sharapan on Friday night to talk about this. You know, I need to know, actually. I need to know what his buddy there is, the ultimate mush. Is his buddy
mush
going to the game? I need to find this out. This guy goes to big games. Dave Sharapan has a buddy who's like the ultimate black cloud. Like he literally, like it's so bad. And to back it up, it was the funniest thing ever. Sharapan tells us, he goes, it's this guy, Mike the Mush. He goes, this guy, man.
Mike the Mush.
He goes, every big Penn State loss, he was there. Any game, any whatever. He's like the ultimate, like curse this guy. And then he tells us that he's at the Pittsburgh Penguin game tonight. Remember when they were playing like the Coyotes or something?
No, it's Detroit. And they were up 4-0.
It was Detroit.
They were up 4-0.
We bet. We're like, really? Your buddy always loses, huh? And we're like, yeah, we'll take. Yeah. We're going to bet against the Penguins. The Penguins were up 4-0. Buddy texted Sharapan, what curse? Detroit came back and won, Babano.
5-4. 5-1 answer.
And I said after, like, Sharapan and his buddies, like, big Penn State games, like the Rose Bowl, they didn't let the poor guy go. They're like, you're not allowed to go. Yep. Like, point blank. So I said, man, since he's such a mush, this guy, when he's there, I'm actually willing to send him to games. So I want to find out. Like, if I'm betting on Ohio State, I'll pay for your ticket, bro. You can go to the game, cheer for Penn State, and I know I'm going to win. I don't mind investing a couple of $100 if that's all it's going to take. So
it's true.
No disrespect to Penn State. They're a great team. If you look at all the NFL talent that they produced into the NFL, man, like in the last couple of years, it's sick. Like Saquon Barkley's awesome. Miles Sanders, really good player. Micah Parsons is a freaking stud. Like, you know, Franklin recruits well. He covers point spreads. You know, he does everything except, like, can he get them into the college football playoffs? Because that's, you know, that's what they want up there in Happy Valley. So, Babano, what else do you like? I want to move on from college. We've been on college a lot here tonight, but we got Alabama and Tennessee's a big one. The Vols haven't won in Tuscaloosa since 2003. They're getting 8.5 against Alabama. The Ducks laying 20 points to Washington State this week. Texas laid 23.5 to H-Town and the Houston Cougars in all-Texas matchup. What do you think about the college card? What do you like this week, Babano? And my Michigan Wolverines laying 24 to Michigan State in East Lansing. Lay the wood here, guys. Michigan are not going to ease up on them. They're dialing it up every week on a weekly basis. Michigan could win this game like 55-3 or something. But what do you like this week, Babano? And, you know, we even get to Florida State and Duke. What a great card. What do you like, Babano?
I like Pitt against Wake Forest. Wake Forest has been a frequent bet against for me. They're not the same team. Mitch Griffiths has really not been good at quarterback. Offense not the same without Hartman. They lost to Virginia Tech last week, and I was on the Hokies there. Pitt got a burst from this quarterback change. Nice win against Louisville. I think it gets them going. I think they can go to Wake and beat them. I think the wrong team's favored there. Pitt's on the way up. Wake's on the way down. I like Virginia and North Carolina over the total. Drake May in that offense, a total of 57 there. They should move the ball. Virginia, actually, Tony Musket, the Musket man's doing a better job the last couple games at quarterback for Virginia. Maybe a little flat spot, too, for North Carolina. I don't know if I'll take UVA, but I lean to them getting all those points after North Carolina, the big win against Miami, but I like the over even more there. How about Oklahoma State? Why not Mike Gundy as an underdog? That's 2 weeks in a row. He's won outright as an underdog against K-State and Kansas. He's finally settled on a quarterback in Alan Bowman, the Texas Tech transfer. He's playing well. And West Virginia's coming off that heartbreaker, losing on the Hail Mary to a very mediocre Houston team last week. I like the points there with the surging Oklahoma State Cowboys in that game. UTSA, Florida Atlantic over the total. Akron plus 7.5 against Bowling Green.
We asked for a couple of picks here, right? Not like to. This isn't the Drew Martin every game on the card show, which incidentally I'll be a guest on tomorrow.
Nice.
Always love going on that show. Only 20 games to cover, Cam. Every game on the card, whatever.
Fantastic.
At least, I did that show that one week, actually. We hit literally like 15, 16 games or whatever, 20 games. And I actually murdered it that weekend because I was so prepared. I was like, oh, man, I've gone over everything. I see what this. I'm like, no, that, no, yep. And we'll be hitting the back end. But if you look at the back end, guys, you know, great start to the day with Ohio State and Penn State. But the primetime East Coast night card's a lot of fun, man. Duke and Florida State. Florida State are flying under the radar. These guys are undefeated. Jordan Travis not getting enough love as far as the Heisman is concerned. You want to talk about badass wide receivers, Johnny Wilson and that Coleman kid. These guys are freaks, all right? Like, people, like, aren't talking about how good Florida. Like, they're super – they are a good team, like, for real. Like, everyone, Michigan, Georgia, Ohio State, Penn State, Pac-12. FSU are badass. Like, I was slow to come to the party and see it, but I see it. So you got Duke, Florida State, Michigan, Michigan State, Clemson, Miami, Florida going at the same time. And, guys, I don't know about you, Cam, but – I was all over North Carolina last week. Florida, Miami are done, bro. They're worn out and beaten down physically and psychologically here. I think Clemson put their nail in the coffin, guys. I don't know. I'm not a big Clemson backer, but I Miami are just a fade anytime I can. But, man, I like the Clemson Tigers here, guys.
I agree with that. Another thing is, Big Man on Campus was on earlier this week, the Trapdoor Special. Illinois beat Maryland last week. People are going to go, Wisconsin, 2.5, Gabe. There's something tricky about that game. I'm going to bet Illinois plus 2.5. Maybe they do it again. What's your opinion on Stanford getting 17 against UCLA? Like the way they played in that comeback versus Colorado. A lot of points.
Yeah, I do like Stanford. I don't think Stanford Stanford aren't the type of team to let down after a big win like that.
I think they'll get stronger.
Each win is big for them. They're trying to build the program. You've got smart kids on this team. It's just a lot of points to lay, quite frankly, on the road. And Stanford don't have much of a home field advantage on the farm, to be honest. But there will be some support coming home after that that epic win. What did you think of that, Babana? We'll move on from college after this. What do you think of that UCLA and Stanford game?
I don't trust Stanford after the win they had last week, that crazy comeback. But at the same time, this UCLA offense has really struggled, sputtered to put points on the board, finish drives, and it's a big number to be laying on the road. So I don't have a strong feel up for that. The one Pac-12 game I like quite a bit is Oregon. I don't buy into Oregon being, you know, just completely disheartened after losing to Washington last week. I think it's a bounce back. Washington State has not been the same offense since their bye week. It's shocking. Cameron Ward and the Cougars were rolling up points left and right. They have the bye week, and in two games since the bye, they've been shut down completely. Arizona, and I know Arizona and Jed Fish is doing a nice job, but 6 points last week against Arizona, that's not going to fly in Eugene against an angry Ducks team. I think it's an ugly 3-touchdown win or more for Oregon there.
Ian Cameron kicking with us tonight, guys. We had a late night in the NHL. Cam, looking at Thursday's slate. It's like a Saturday college football board. You got to keep scrolling. There's a lot of games. Mm-hmm. A lot of NHL games on tap on Thursday. Calgary Flames and the Buffalo Sabres is a pick 'em in Buffalo at 6.5. The Predators are at MSG, -190. The total is 6. The Rangers are favorites. The Toronto Maple Leafs are on the road against the Florida Panthers, who eliminated them in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good motivational spot, actually, Babano. The Leafs, teams playing a team that they eliminated them in the playoffs for the first time. Vancouver got shredded by Rick Tocchet. These guys can't play two really good games. They play one bad game, and Rick Tocchet went hard after them. But I like it. There's no room for error with this team. I would expect the Canucks to play a lot better in the first period tomorrow night, guys. They get the Tampa Bay Lightning. They're only +120 dogs. The total is high at 7 there. I think that's too high.
Mm-hmm.
Edmonton, -210 on the road in Philadelphia. Arizona, +105 in St. Louis. L.A. Kings and the Wild is basically a pick 'em. Vegas Golden Knights in Winnipeg, small favorites. Man, there's a lot of games tomorrow. I'll throw it to you, Babano, quickly. We only got a couple of minutes. Who do you like in the NHL tomorrow, a game or two?
There's a lot of sides. This is a really good card, in my opinion. Let's start with the Canucks. I like Vancouver as a dog. Tampa Bay's been bet against material for me all season without Vasilevsky. Tocchet, rightfully so, read them the riot act. If you watch the way they came out against Philadelphia, it was brutal, and it got worse in the second period. It was a horrendous effort. They deserved his tirade at the end of that game. I think they'll be a lot better. I think they can beat Tampa Bay, have major issues defensively and in goal. Toronto, I agree with you, Gabe. I like this spot. They go on the road after laying an egg against Chicago. This is the team that beat them in the playoffs last year. And the Leafs are a better road team a lot of times than they are at home. So I like the Leafs there laying a -130 price. I like L.A. at an even money price against Minnesota. This road trip is going to be good for them. They struggled in the two home games against Colorado, Carolina. They go on the road. They beat Winnipeg. They're better than Minnesota. I think they'll go on the road, beat Minnesota as well. And I like Arizona, too. There you go, the old Coyotes, +105 against St. Louis. They play the Devils, the Rangers, and the Islanders. Three pretty good teams, Arizona. This is a step down for them. So those are all sides I like quite a bit there tomorrow.
Bano, full card tomorrow night. Big card, full card, but Bano, what do you like in the NHL, Cam?
Well, Gabe, I have a lot of picks as well, and I agree with Babano. If you bet on Vancouver and Seattle as dogs, Kraken, I know they lost that last game to Colorado. They're going to get a win. Both are dogs. You'll win money if you bet them both. Games I love. Give me the Toronto Maple Leafs money line in Florida. Not a homer play at all. This is a spot play. Gabe, I'm doing it again. We are day late, dollar short. Winnipeg, small dogs. This is where they get the win. This is where Vegas takes a little bit of a break here. Give me Winnipeg +100. Calgary, I'm going against the Buffalo Sabres. Heartbreaking loss in their last game. I think they come back strong in Buffalo. And I like a parlay, money line, two-gamer with Edmonton and Boston to +107. Done. And I agree with Babano, Vancouver over Tampa Bay. Another pooch.
Yeah, you look at the Vancouver Canucks, very slow start in their first road game of the season. I think in the first period, I'll be looking at the Vancouver Canucks in the first period in this game against the Lightning. Like I said, the total is 7, too. I think that's too high in this game. Vancouver will be much better defensively. And not to mention their last game, whatever, dude. They gave up 2 goals. And another thing is, too, it's funny, People are like, oh, and like you said it about, oh, they deserved it and whatever. You know, does every team? I saw Craig Button. Oh, you know, it's good to get in their face. Yeah, it is. But not so should the Toronto Maple Leafs get yelled at for losing to the Blackhawks the other night after, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, Rick Tocchet is just on another level of intensity. He sets the tone. He tells them, and I like what he said, too. He didn't name by names, but he basically said, he goes, I've got four or five guys that I've got to talk to. That's what he said. He goes, I just don't understand it. He goes, we played well in the first two games. He goes, I don't know what the F that was. And he goes, I've got like four or five guys that I've got to talk to. So
and he said, who are we to think we're any good? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the most impressive thing about Vegas, guys. Dallas was winning that game for us, Marenzi, but Vegas scored some late goal and they went in a shootout. Like, these guys just find a way.
I'm not getting in front of Vegas anymore.
I am, because I'm insane. Winnipeg.
That's a pass for me. I agree. It's kind of a Winnipeg spot.
That's a hard pass. Vegas. Come on. The Jets.
Vegas win in good spots, bad spots, all spots. That's all they do is win.
They're going to lose eventually.
It's true.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, in the immortal words of Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley, keep it simple, stupid. Don't overthink things. And the New Orleans Saints are 6-0 to the under on the season this year. The Jacksonville Jags have put points up on the board. Their defense has created turnovers. They're very good at it, actually, at causing turnovers, this football team. They've gotten short fields, defensive touchdowns. But I'm not getting in front of the 6-0. And I like the fact, you know, it's gone up to 40 right now. So we got a 40 on the board. Trevor Lawrence is not 100%. And the fact is, if he was 100%, they wouldn't be dressing Nate Rourke. And word is now, there's a report Nate Rourke is going to be in uniform tomorrow. Well, you know, you have the option to have three QBs, right? They're using it. The teams don't usually use it, so they're not really sure. They're like, well, if he gets hurt, then we're going to be screwed if Beathard gets hurt. It's a short week. These Thursdays games always go under to begin with already. We got a 40. I'm going under the number. And Cam said earlier he's teasing the Jags to the over. I don't have a problem with it. It should be a close game, but I'm on the opposite side. I think the Saints find a way in a close, stupid, boring, bad, low-scoring football game.
Yeah,
Bano,
I agree.
What's your quick pick for this game tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stay away from a side. I say just bet the under. I would lean Jacksonville, but they're too banged up. Lawrence is less than 100%. The O-line is decimated. Walker Little, the left guard, is out. Brandon Scherff, the right guard's out.
Jones.
Even with Cam Robinson back. Yeah, even with Cam Robinson back the last few weeks, the O-line hasn't been great for Jacksonville. Now two guards are out. So it's an under spot. And we know the Saints can't execute offensively, especially in the red zone. Jacksonville will probably struggle. So, yeah, under.
All right, Cam. Zozo championship.
Saints money line.
With this
but
game?
I still think Jacksonville Saints, covers the teaser. Yeah, Saints are going to win the game by like 3 or 4. You're right.
You know, this game has 17-16 written all over it.
Oh, yeah. It's got
I'll tell you what, actually, you know what the file's doing? 2019. Right
sure.
Under the number.
That's a middle job. 2019.
And when I say 2019, I'm not even sure they can get to 2019. That's kind of like, you know what?
Calgary Stampeders plus the points
against
BC.
Oh, baseball tomorrow. D-backs or Phillies, Cam?
D-backs.
Give me the D-backs.
One.
D-back.
Yeah, snake.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.